Coggo for breakfast.
This news here that I heard from Luke Boner this morning.
Yeah.
Luke Boner is our overnight man here at Triple M. Now, this is something, Kylie, that's coming into New South Wales. When I play it to you, I want your opinion whether or not this should be just easily Australia-wide. Have a listen to what Luke and the crew were talking about this morning.
In other news, pedophiles, rapists and all other serious sex offenders are going to have to wear an electronic tracker under a range of new measurements that'll significantly tighten the state's parole system. It certainly needs tightening here.
Yeah, well,
and that's the thing. Thank
about
you.
About time.
Seriously, I don't know. Well, I know all the technology we've got these days. How easy would it be to have trackers on these people? You know, and they get the parole. We understand that. But how easy would it be to have trackers on this day and age to find out where they are? Now, if there's a crime or whatever it is, or alleged, hey, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Bob was over there, or whoever, mm-hmm. Jim Peterson.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very easy, and I think that they should do it in every state of this country and right around the world, which
I
know that you can't, because there's a lot of countries that would not be able to afford it, but certainly the ones that can afford it, absolutely. You're right, it is a no-brainer. It would solve so many issues, so many broken families, so many suicides. It
absolutely
would just be a wonderful thing to be able to do.
And the thing is that, you know, we talk about people would say, or they would say, the government, the money. Right, if you took the police off a lot of those jobs where they've got to work for maybe months and years to get, you know, some kind of solution and closure for people, well, that wouldn't take long. Guess what? Who was in the vicinity? Let me check. Let's see. And all of a sudden, because in this day and age with the computers, it would just zero in on, you know, like five people were in that vicinity.
Yep. No, I absolutely agree. I think it is fantastic. Now, it's proposed or it's definitely happening?
New South Wales, it's happening, but
right,
not here.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's hope that it doesn't take too long until Victoria adopt it as well, because I just think it is a definite thing that we should be doing.
Would the do-gooders, and I say that in a nice way, if you won, I'm not going to apologise. I'm just going to say you're a bit different a way I think, and that's nothing wrong with that. Opinions are just like that. Is that if you think that maybe that's a bit harsh on them, just think about the things that convicted, you know, as he said, pedophiles and rapists and people that do all those things. Just think about the things they've done to families and destroyed families, sometimes forever.
Oh, exactly. That's right. And they could even extend it too to repeat robbers, like, and thieves and all that sort of thing. They could extend it to
exactly
that. Make it a safer world.
And the thing is too, is if you had to inject, you know, like a little chip, and they do it with the cars. The one I've got in my car that tells me where my car is very small. Mm. Now, they're going to get smaller and smaller, aren't they, these little chips? Bang, you know, like, obviously you don't tell them where it is because they'd be trying to cut it out.
They would too.
Yeah, that's right. So all of a sudden you know exactly where these people are just by the flick of a switch. Righto, let's do the scan.
Do you know, I think there's a town in China, I read about this recently, where there is Big Brother basically watching everyone in that town. So everyone, and I don't know
I'm not sure that's fair, though.
I don't think that is fair.
Yeah.
Definitely not, but that's, you know, China choose to do that.
Yeah, sure.
But definitely here, I think that if electronic devices were on our bad people, then I just think it's a great thing. I really do.
The government's coming in next year. We know that it could be a change. Who knows? Make it Australia-wide, and you'll help a lot of people that have gone through that crap. And, I mean, let's fingers crossed, you and I, and if you're having a listen, you don't go through it. But if you have, you know exactly what I'm about. Let's find out who these scumbags are and put bloody chips in them and find out where they are.
Coggo for breakfast, weekdays from 6, or catch up with the Triple M app. Triple M.